Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us for tonight's action. We're already underway, but just by 30 seconds, it's King Cove T-Jacks versus the Lynx of Port Allsworth. And already we've got a foul underneath the basket. That's going to send number 12 to the line. That is Trevor McGee. It's the first of several games that we have this weekend here, so don't be scared to come on down at 6 o'clock. The Sandpoint Eagles will kick it off. Trevor's first shot is good from the line. First score of the game. We have the Sandpoint Eagles against the Malamutes from New Haven. That one will be at 6 o'clock tonight. And then at 7, we'll have the Lady Eagles. That one will be joined late. So stay tuned. Lots of basketball all weekend. The second one by Trevor doesn't quite go down, but the rebound goes into the hands of the T-Jacks, and here comes King Cove. I'm joined by Miss Melrose here. Melrose, how are you doing tonight?
Really great. How are you doing?
Oh, life is always good. Excited for some good basketball. Gary Gould drives up into the free throw line, jumps up, and just off the front of the rim, rebound goes to number 21. That is Colin Davis, co-captain and a starter. On the floor right now, we've got Braden Brandel, Graydon Severin, Gary Gould, also J.C. Mack, and rounding out the starting five, Dylan Larson for the King Cove T-Jacks. And there's a whistle right there. Ball's going to go into the hands of King Cove, who got the call there off of the transition. Stepping into what looks like a little bit of a box zone, a 2-3 box zone right now from Port Allsworth Lynx. King Cove looking for a chance. A missed screen. Gary was looking to go towards the center. He hands it up to Graydon Severin, who fires one off from way downtown. That's good for three. The first 3 points for King Cove right there. Score now 3-1 with 6:30 to go in the first quarter. Fast transition right now by the Lynx, who are playing a slow but controlled game, running their plays. And, man, I'm telling you, Melrose, since we first started having the Port Allsworth Lynx come to town, they have grown as a team.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's not even the same. Well, it is the same players, but, mm-hmm. They must have been all in junior high when they first started, and now they're looking really, really smart. A missed pass to Trevor McGee. It was from the outside down to the bottom post. Just goes out of his reach, and Trevor almost had his hands on it, but went right through there and out of bounds. Almost saved it, too. But that's going to be a turnover there. Sandpoint with the ball. King Cove with the ball. 3-1 right now. Oh, good turn. He fakes to the right and goes straight down the center. Graydon hands it off over to Braden. Shot for three. No good. Rebound goes into Tenalian. Man, Graydon really moved fast there and had his defender looking. We've got a whistle, and it's going to be a call on Braden Brandel, as the Tenalian Lynx were driving into the basket, got into the lane, and forced a foul. Ball goes into play here, being passed around into the hands of number 35, Kalen Allsworth. Allsworth takes it to the top of the key. He's being guarded by Gary Gould, man-to-man. Bounces into the lane, dishes it back out to number 51, who fires one off. No good, Evan Wardell. The putback is good by Tenalian, and that will be their first full basket, or their first 2 points, 3-3 now with 5:15 to go. Here we go. Being tightly guarded by Sasha Allsworth. Gary Gould driving to the center, puts it up, no good, and I don't know if that's going to be counting the basket. It's a foul on Sasha. Yep, count the basket as he goes up, powers up off his own rebound, and the putback is good for two, and he'll go to the line. Good attempt by Sasha on the defense, but just got a little too handsy right there. Gary drains the foul shot, so that's going to make it now 6-3 with just under 5 to go. Here we go, ball in the hands with a no-look pass by number 22. That's a pretty-looking pass by Sasha Allsworth. Ball now in the hands of number 35, Caleb Allsworth. They ran the same play, passing it down to the bottom post. This time it was number 22, Sasha, again looking for the ball, but it's intercepted by the T-Jacks, and here they come on a fast transition. Gary drives into the lane, dishes it back out. And it was, man, right on the good. It was the right distance, just a little to the left.
Yes.
Good try. That's Gary Gould for the long three-pointer. Ball goes out of bounds, and we've got a substitution on the floor. On the floor right now, joining us, number 2, and that is Collison Verral for Port Allsworth. Trevor McGee with the ball, dishes it way outside, and from the top of the key, first three-pointer, Caleb Allsworth with 3. Tying the game up, 6 apiece, and just trading baskets. It's a very controlled game, Melrose. They're both running their plays. Both teams are putting in a lot of good effort. Gary takes it up, goes left, turns right, and we're going to have, carrying the ball there. Gary made a real fast cut, and sometimes when you do that, you bring the ball up over, and your hand goes on top, and you carry the ball on those fast transitions and cuts. So turnover into the hands of Caleb Allsworth. Allsworth brings the ball down. He's got Sasha on his right, sends it to the corner. Now at the baseline, Trevor McGee takes a look at three, decides no, passes it down to the bottom of the post for number 51, cross the post pass to Caleb. No good, fighting for the rebound, and it's going to stay right here in the hands of Tenalian. Last touch by the T-Jacks. Throwing in underneath their own basket, 22 has the ball. Sasha Allsworth calls a play in action, looking for someone. Caleb gets open on the bottom post, but he's got Severin all over him, so he'll send it back outside where Caleb Allsworth will set the play up. Good pick given to Caleb. He decides not to take it, though. Passes it over to Sasha. Now in the hands of Collison. Moving back down to the bottom right side of the perimeter, passing it back into the post. The Tenalian dishes it outside to Sasha, who drains the second three, and that's going to give the lead to Tenalian. 9-6 now, and just working the play, being patient, working it, getting the ball in action, in motion, and eventually they get the shot they want, they take it. Severin tries to answer it back with his own three-pointer. That one won't go down. Sasha gets the rebound, and he's on a fast transition. JC Max slows him down. Over to the corner now, baseline jumper for three, no good. Attempt by Collison. King Coe with the ball. Here comes Graydon. He's moving real fast into the lane. He's got hands all over him, but he took a couple extra steps there, and that's going to be a travel and a turnover. You know, I know Graydon wanted to put a couple points on the basket, but he really should have slowed down, let his team catch up.
True.
He had nothing but blue jerseys in front of him, so good effort by Graydon as always, though. Collison with the ball. Over near the half-court line, he'll pass it back to Caleb. Caleb Allsworth now to the post. Oh, man.
That was beautiful.
Good reverse layup there, running the baseline. That went straight into the hands of, was that Collison, number two?
I think so.
Yeah, man, that was a great shot. Laser pass from the top of the key.
The passes were really good, yeah.
Oh, yeah. 11-6 now, and Tenalian extending their lead. Fighting for a rebound. Shot was up by King Cove, and we're going to have a foul as, trying to see who it was called on. Yeah, quick timeout being called here. I think that's a foul on Dylan Larson. And that will send the boys to the sideline as Topper for King Cove is going to call a quick timeout and just give a chat to the boys. King Cove doing a good job staying neck to neck with them. They were trading baskets in the beginning for the first 6 points, but then Tenalian just really started running away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Good effort from both the squads. I'd say that right now what I'm seeing is good persistence and patience from Port Aldridge. Running their play, waiting for the shot that they want. King Cove playing a little bit more of a rushed, fast transition. And once they get into their groove and slow down, start running their plays, we'll see a little bit more action from that side as well. Plenty of seats down here. It's a great game so far. We're 2:26 left in the first quarter. It's Port Aldridge versus the T-Jacks of King Cove, and you're live on KSDP. Ball in the hands of 51, that's Evan Wardell, but turned over, fast transition by Gary Gould. He's got blue jerseys trailing him, and an unnecessary foul by Evan Wardell as he was trying to catch up, but Gary was more than gone, trying to compensate. He fouls him on the way to the basket, and that's where you kind of have to accept that, you know, he's got the breakaway, he's going to get the basket, let him get it, and don't foul.
Yes.
Gary drained his second free throw from the line. That's going to get the T-Jacks within one basket. The score now 11-9 with just over 2 to go in the quarter. Again, we're going to have a game at 6 o'clock. Oh, running the same reverse baseline play, almost gets it, but Collison misses the reverse layup this time. And another rebound and fast transition by Gary Gould, and the shot again doesn't go down. I'd just like to see a little more patience from the T-Jacks.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Caleb Allsworth with the ball at the top of the shoulder on the left-hand side. He'll pass it back to Collison. Collison looking for that bounce pass to Trevor McGee on the top corner, but, man, there was defenders all over. So he takes it back and brings it toward the baseline, drives in, but almost loses the possession. Hands it now to Trevor. Oh, and that is a...
That was just a bad pass.
You know, it got tipped out there. Trevor McGee was looking to pass it towards the baseline, but the ball got tipped and lost. Went straight to the T-Jacks, and here we go. Severin runs up the into the post and puts it up and in, about a 10-foot jumper, and that one's going to go down, tying the game up at 11. Oh, Collison getting pushed. That was an accidental push by Dylan Larson there as Collison was driving in. He got right up into the grill of Dylan and then pushed back accidentally. Dylan, the much bigger of the two, and much stronger, taller player, knocks Collison down accidentally. It was definitely nothing intentional. All right, here we go. Tenelian throwing it in underneath their own basket. Sasha Allsworth with the ball, driving in towards the baseline, but J.C. Mack, oh, loses his balance, falls down.
Oh, no. That's... Yeah.
It was a good offensive play there by Sasha. Got JC down on the ground, was wide open for the jumper. Paused for a second, too. Didn't realize what he had, and he drains it.
I really think that King Cove has to play a little bit slower, maybe, to work out their pace.
Yeah, they're going to figure it out. These two teams kind of playing. They played last weekend, and here's a fast transition. Number 51, wide open down on the post, turns for the shot. No good from about 5 feet out. That's Evan Wardell. With just under 30 seconds to go in the quarter, the score is 13-11. King Cove trailing by two. And Braden touching the ball now for one of the first times. Tight man-to-man defense, really giving King Cove a little bit of heartburn. But Braden gets open, drives the baseline, and gets fouled on the way to the basket. And that's going to send him to the line for two. And, you know, that was one of the first times I've seen Braden even touch the ball this quarter, to be honest. You know, It's just been fast transitions. And one person taking the ball all the way. But this time they kind of took their time and tried to run a play. But the tight man-to-man defense was really making it hard. Braden drains his first one, bringing the T-Jacks within one. Both teams, you know, T-Jacks are definitely nipping at the heels all quarter. But Port Aldworth controlled the pace of the game very well this quarter.
True.
Braden for a second, all around the rim and out. But Dylan Larson runs down the board and almost loses it, but, man, keeps his hands on it, passes it outside the perimeter. 10 seconds to go. Here's Gary Gould calling the play into action, looking for some scream. He's being tightly guarded by Collison, driving into the lane, gets tripped up, puts it up. Bad shot, doesn't go down, and at the buzzer, Tenelian trying to do something with it, but they can't quite make it happen. So at the first quarter, the score is 13-2, and Virgil, we're going to send it back to you really quick for a little underwriting.
All righty. Take a break, and we'll be right back. Here we go.
I want to take a quick moment and thank you so much for tuning into the program that you are listening to right now. And we also want to take this time to thank the sponsors of KSTP who make these programs a reality and a possibility. So thank you so much to the Aleutians East Borough, also the City of Sandpoint, Peninsula Airways, and GCI, TelAlaska, the City of King Cove, the Shumigan Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation. Also, thank you to Eider Air and the Aleut Corporation. Without these sponsors, KSDP could not do what it does today. And if you'd like to become a corporate sponsor, please give us a call, 383-5737. Any amount helps, and we really appreciate your time and your support to KSDP, the only source of media in the Eastern Aleutian region of Alaska.
Back to the Sandpoint School. Here's Austin Roof.
All right, so second quarter action here, and it was really a Port Aldworth quarter for the first quarter, but that didn't stop King Cove from staying right on their heels. They're only 1 point down, and Tenalian's going to take the ball right now to start off the quarter, but tight defense from T-Jacks, almost stripping the ball away from 51, Evan Wardell, but Tenalian hangs onto it, finds Trevor McGee on the post, and man, he works all sorts of acrobatics to try to put the ball up and in, but doesn't go down. And as they fight for the rebound, Dylan Larson and Trevor both had their paws on it, so it's going to be a jump ball position for King Cove. 13-12 is a score, just under 30 seconds away here in the second quarter. This is Austin Roof live from Sandpoint with Melrose, and we've got plenty of seats here and lots of good food, hamburgers, all sorts of good things. So come on down here to the Sandpoint Auditorium, and Sandpoint will be playing here at 6 o'clock as well. King Cove moving the ball around. Gary Gould takes a jumper from the free throw line, will not go down, and rebound goes to the Tenelian Lynx. Moving the ball up, Caleb Allsworth finds number 51, Wardell, at the top of the post.
That was purely beautiful play right there.
Yeah, they've been running that play time and time again, and it's continuing to work. It's kind of a pick and run. They send the ball to the top of the post and then run the baseline, and, yeah, number 35 put that one in. And they're really having a hard time keeping a man on the runner there as he takes it to the baseline in the reverse layup or putting it in. But it's the same play they're doing every time, and King Cove's going to figure it out. Severin puts up a shot, and that's good for two. Trading baskets, 15-14, still the score here. Port Aldworth with the ball. Nice defense. And
again, the same play almost.
Yeah, putting it to the top of the post, running the baseline, and King Cove is going to figure it out.
Jump ball.
Jump ball there as Gary Gould got a pass, went a little wild, and as they tried to save it, it goes into the hands of Gary and another player. Substitution on the floor right now. We've got double zero joining us. That's Taylor Davis. Taylor is one heck of a runner. He really came on strong as a freshman at cross country last year. Port Aldridge with the ball, shot for three, just short of the rim. That was from Wardell. And here's Gary Gould running fast, taking it all the way coast to coast, and he gets fouled on the way up to the basket, sending him to the line for two. And it's been a lot of that fast breakaway from King Cove on the fast transition, but they're still staying in the game. With 6:14 to go, 15-14, King Cove trails by one, but Gary has a chance to tie it up right here. Hard off the back iron for the first attempt. He'll go to the line for one more time, and Port Aldsworth and King Cove giving Gary lots of love as he goes for a second attempt. Here we go for the second, and that's nothing but net, tying the game up at 15 apiece. We've got the new Halen Malamutes here with us as well this weekend, and they're going to play tonight against Sandpoint, and then they'll play again tomorrow, so make sure you stay tuned. Here's Davis driving up and in,
Man,
takes it all the way in the lane, reverse the layup, and puts it up and in for two. 17-15 now, King Cove down by two. Gary Gould calling the play into action here. Moves over to Sever on the right-hand side, bounce pass over to Larson. Dylan driving the baseline up and traveling, yes. He started to power up there, and then they put their hands on the ball and sent Dylan back down to the ground, and that's travel. Good defense. Good effort there by the T-Jacks moving the ball in. Running up to the on the post, moving all over the place. Man, great offensive effort there by number 51, Wardell. He took a look on the left-hand side, wasn't happy about it, and he moved over to the right and got around the defender to put it in. Gary Gould cuts hard to the right, drives into the lane, and again, this fast basketball trying to move quickly and not running the play for King Cove. Ball does not go down. Rebound goes to Port Aldsworth. Running their play back up the post. Trevor McGee gets the breakaway and puts it up and in, and King Cove still trying to keep a man on that, but Port Aldsworth is starting to put some distance between them and the T-Jacks. With under 5 to go, the score is 21-15. Gary gets a good screen, cuts to the right, puts up a jumper from the free throw line, all over the rim, but not down. Rebound goes to Davis. Double zero, taking it up here, playing point guard, and he'll pass over to Aldsworth. Caleb Aldsworth with the ball, bounce pass into number 51. Clean deflection by Gray and Severin. Riddell trying to run the post. Oh, and there was a cherry pick pass down to the baseline where Braden was open, but man, good job by Wardell getting in between him and the ball. We're going to have JT Max sitting down, and coming in for him is number 22. That is Brian Eichley. On the floor, we've got Gary Gould, Brian Eichley, also Dylan Larson and Braden Severin. The Lynx with the ball, bringing to the top of the post, cutting down the baseline. Davis gets open, but the reverse layup is clean deflected by Gray and Severin. Tanalen keeps their hands on the ball, but the pass gets intercepted directly by Gary Gould, trying to do a fast breakaway to Braden, but he just can't quite keep his hands on it. He saves the ball going out of bounds, passes over to Severin, 7-for-3, no good. Rebound into the hands of the Lynx. That was a lot of fast transition right there.
It really was.
Good job by the King Cove, but they just can't get their shots to go down so far in the first half. Oh, good bounce pass right into the middle of the lane where Caleb Aldsworth is breaking fast, but it goes into the hands of the King Cove T-Jacks. Severin's going to run coast to coast. Can't quite make it happen, and we're going to have contact from Severin there as he was going for that rebound. I can kind of see some frustration in the play here as King Cove is really starting to hack at the rebounds,
yes,
playing a little bit more aggressively, and they haven't gotten called on it yet very much, but we have 5 fouls apiece so far in the first quarter, or the first half. 21-15, King Cove still down by six. Port Aldsworth with the ball. Number two has it. That's Collison. Finding the post now on the bottom right-hand side. Number 40, Micah Natwick, joins us. Nice clean deflection there by King Cove. The ball rebounded, though, or stays in the possessions of Port Aldsworth. Another shot fired from way downtown by the Lynx. No good. Rebound to the T-Jacks. Now, Graydon's going to drive into the lane again, and he's again going to put up a shot that just isn't going down. Rebound goes to Braden Brandel, and the ball gets tipped out of bounds as Gary Gould is going to stay right here in the hands of the T-Jacks. And they're going to throw it in underneath their own basket. Gary finds Dylan. Gary get the ball back, and he's going to take it back towards the half-court line. But that tight defense right now by Collison. Gets a good screen, open for three. Gould with a shot. Ooh, beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Great shot by Gary Gould. Puts him within three now, 21-18, with under three to go in the first half. Here's Caleb Allsworth with the ball, passed around the horn. Leaves Natwick open for three. No good. Rebound goes in the hands of the Lynx, and we're going to have a call there against Severin. Foul against Graydon Severin, trying to hack the ball out of his hands. And we're going to have J.C. Mack coming back in for Dylan Larson. And we're a few transitions there. We got Caleb Allsworth on the floor still for the Lynx. Throw in underneath their own basket. Good fake out there by Trevor McGee. Gets his defender flying, and he puts in the shot off the glass from the bottom post. 23-18 now the score with 2:22 left to go in the first half. Gary Gould drives the lane, and there's a whistle foul. Driving the lane, another foul on Port Allsworth called. Six fouls apiece now for the team, and I think that's going to be Gary was not shooting yet, so that will be a throw-in from the sideline. King Cove with the ball, looking to close the distance here. They're down by five with 2 minutes left in this first half. Graydon looking for the shot. No shot open, but that's not going to stop him from doing a little lean in and a little lean and shoot from the free throw line. That's good for two. 23-20 is the score now with just under 2 minutes. Ball now in the hands of the Lynx. Caleb Allsworth looks at three, doesn't do it. Does a nice lob to Trevor McGee, but he's way off position. That was a great pass, though. And ball now in the hands of King Cove. And here's Gary. He's going to slow the pace down, passing the ball to Gary. And let's see what Gary's going to do. He calls a play into action, looking for a little motion. Ryan Eichley on the baseline and Severin on the corner. Gary's going to get called for traveling.
Really clear travel, too.
Yeah. King Cove is continuing to force shots that they don't need to force.
That is true. They have really good game plays, actually, and they just need to find their pace.
That's a very uncharacteristic game for King Cove to be playing right now. Really forcing a lot of shots between Gary and Graydon. I'd like to see them run their plays a little bit more and give it some time. Here's Trevor McGee with the ball. Oh, it's tipped out by
that
J.T. Mack.
Good steal.
Great steal by J.T. Mack, but he loses his handle on it, gets it back, and finds Graydon. Graydon doing some great ball handling work there. Doesn't get an opportunity. Nice defense from Caleb Allsworth. He cuts the corner this time, dishes it over to J.C. Now they're starting to run a play here. Gary gets it now from the top of the key, fires off a three, nothing but
wow.
Net. And it's amazing what happens when you don't drive the lane every time.
That is
true. Tying the game up, 23 apiece now. Caleb Allsworth that's Sasha. Sasha Allsworth back in the game now on a fast transition. Stripped by Gary Gould with 45 seconds to go in the first half. King Cove with a chance to get the game back in their possession as they're tied by 23. And Graydon Severin tells him to slow down. Great job by Graydon leading off the court. The Tenalian Lynx set into a 2-3 zone. Passing over now to the baseline where Braden. The pass is high and stolen by Collison. He finds Caleb, who's breaking to the basket fast, and he's going to get fouled. Count the basket. Oh, my goodness. Graydon Severin was all over the top of him going up for that layup. Sends him to the line, but the shot still goes down. And Caleb's going to have to watch out there. I don't think they're going to call the technical on him, but that was some celebration there after that shot went down.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, that can result in a technical foul, even though you get excited during the game. All right, here we go. 25-23. The Lynx continuing to hold the lead. He just drains that shot from the line. 26-23 now with 17 seconds to go. King Cove with the ball, and I think they're going to look to make this the last shot as Gary goes off the line. He's met by Collison. Good break to the right, though. Spins around, takes another shot that just isn't even close to the rim. And fast transition by Port Allsworth.
Wow. Oh, that block by Brian Eichley was...
Beautiful block by Brian Eichley as Collison was driving all the way up to the basket, and it looked like he had a clean breakaway there, but nothing doing as Brian comes out of nowhere and just clean deflects the shot. As we go into the second half, it's going to be 26-23. Port Allsworth holding on to the lead, and really it's been Port Allsworth's game so far. King Cove is still obviously within striking distance, but they've been playing a very controlled tempo pace.
Yes, Port Allsworth has been playing in the paint somehow.
Yeah, they're doing
really good.
They're doing a great job over there, and we've seen this team grow a lot. King Cove is not playing a usual game for them, and I don't mean to say this too much, but they need to slow down their pace.
They
need to run their plays, and they tied it right back up when they were passing the ball, looking for the open shot. Going into the, we'll put it back to you, Virgil, for about 3 minutes as we tally up the scores, and we'll call you back after some underwriting to go over the scores for the first half.
All righty. I got 3 minutes on the clock, and I'll put you into queue. Let me know when you want to come back.
Thank you, sir.
Austin Roof and Melrose bringing you live play-by-play action of high school football live from the Sandpoint School. Right now we have the boys, King Cove T-Jacks, facing off against the Port Allsworth Lynx. We'll have another game at 6 p.m., and I believe that is the Gentlemen Eagles. And I'm not sure who they're facing. I'll need to check my notes. We will come in midway to the last game of the night, right about 7 o'clock. And it'll be a broadcast from Port Allsworth, courtesy of Mark McGee. Going back to the school, here's Austin.
All right, Virgil, thank you. Yep, and as we tally up the scores here, the score is 26-23. Port Allsworth with the lead by three. They've held on to the lead, but just barely for the whole second for the whole first half. And look at the scores. Graydon Severin had 12 for King Cove, but and Gary Gould had himself another set there, about 11. 1 point went to Braden Brandel, and that's really been the story of the game right there, and the reason why I think King Cove is struggling in the first half. Braden Brandel with 1 point. Graydon Severin and Gary Gould with all the points.
Mm-hmm.
They've been really trying to force a lot of baskets that they should be passing the ball and letting the rest of the team come into the game. As we look at Port Allsworth, a much more even spread, as Caleb Allsworth has 8 points, Trevor McGee has 7, Sasha Allsworth with 6, and then 2 points apiece for Evan Wardell, Collison Varan, and Colin Davis. Oh, and 2 more actually for Taylor Davis. So we're seeing a much even spread. Everybody's got some points pretty much.
Yes.
For the Port Allsworth Lynx. And so, Virgil, with that, we've got 7:25 on the clock, and we'll send it back to you for a few more minutes.
All righty. And we would like to say thank you very much to the Aleutians Eastboro, the cities of Sandpoint and King Cove, the Shumigan Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, the Alaska Commercial Company, the stores in both King Cove and Sandpoint, Goulds & Sons in King Cove, Alaska, the Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, Tel Alaska, GCI, and Peninsula Airways. These are the underwriters that help keep community radio on the air, high school basketball coming in live, and much, much more. We are going to give one more shout-out. How about this one? Oh, not the holiday one. Sorry, got to get rid of the archives, and there we go.
The Newton family at Barefoot Inn, Alaska and Cold Bay are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP Radio. Located in Cold Bay, the Barefoot Inn is proud to serve the communities of the Aleutians Eastboro. For more information, 532-2327. Again, that's 532-2327. The Barefoot Inn, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Once again, thank you so much. And also to everybody that is a member of KSDP and Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting, your support keeps the lights on, keeps the transmitter humming, and keeps the basketball flowing. APradio.org, if you are not in the broadcast area, 830 on your AM dial around the Aleutians Eastboro, and 88.1 FM in King Cove that we repeat on. You can always go to apradio.org. In the meantime, here's a little bit of hype music, and we'll be back with basketball in just a moment.
Alaska Commercial Company and King Cove are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP. Located near the boat harbor in King Cove, the Alaska Commercial Company offers groceries and more. For more information, 497-2632. That's 497-2632. The Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove, a proud sponsor of KSDP and high school basketball. The John Gould & Sons True Value General Store and Supermarket on Heart Lake Drive in King Cove are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP. Gould & Sons offers hardware, groceries, and other household needs. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. Further information, 497-2212. John Gould & Sons, proud sponsor of high school basketball on KSDP.
We're going to be coming back to live high school basketball play-by-play action here at KSDP in just a moment. Right now, if you're just tuning in, we are featuring the King Cove T-Jacks versus Port Allsworth Lynx live from the Sandpoint School. Right after the King Cove boys, we'll have the Sandpoint boys, the Eagles, facing off against New Haven. That'll go off approximately at 6 p.m. tonight. And once that game is done, we're going to get the phone lines open, head on out over to Port Allsworth, and have some ladies' games. I believe we'll have the King Cove rookies facing off against the Port Allsworth Lynx there a little bit after 7 p.m. We might come in mid-game, but right now I'm going to hand you back to the Sandpoint School in Austin Roof.
Thanks, Virgil. Yep, we will have games all evening, and a little bit of a shift up there in Port Allsworth, but we will have games nonetheless. And we've got 23 seconds left on the clock here for halftime. The score in Sandpoint as King Cove goes up against the Port Allsworth Lynx is 26-23. Port Allsworth with the lead. It's been a very calculated offensive effort from Port Allsworth, running their plays, and it's only one or two plays, but they keep running them, and they keep making it happen, running the baseline, making quick passes from the top of the post, and King Cove really dominated right now by Gary and Severin. Only 1 point scored so far by any other player from King Cove, Braden Brandle, with 1 point off of a free throw. And so hopefully as we go into the second half, we're going to see the T-Jacks really start running their offense as we've seen them do throughout the year. We're underway. King Cove has possession here, moving the ball over to Gary. Gary passed over to Dylan Larson, who's driving the baseline, turns, has defenders all over him, fakes around, puts up the power up, and gets fouled on the way up, and that's going to send him to the line. Trevor McGee and Sasha Allsworth were double-teaming right underneath the basket and put a little too much contact. That'll be Dylan's first attempt from the free-throw line for the evening. Puts it up and just trickles over the top of the front of the rim, and that's good for one. 26-24 now the score. Ball now in the hands of Dylan Larson as he looks for the shot, puts it up, and beautiful arc, but just doesn't quite go down. Fight for the rebound between Gary and Caleb Allsworth, but Caleb comes down with it, and he passes the ball now over to 21, and that's Colin Davis. Davis now passing it around. Caleb had a wide-open shot, but he was way downtown, decides to run the baseline, and gets fouled on the way in there, and I think that's going to be on J.C. Mack. On the floor right now, we've got J.C. Mack, Gary Gould, also Braden Brandle, Dylan Larson, and Graydon Severin. Sasha's going to throw it in from underneath their own basket. He finds Colin. Colin drives the baseline, puts up a little floater, no good, but the rebound goes to Port Allsworth. Sasha with the ball, cross the court, pass over to Colin Davis. Davis with the ball, taking his time, no one on him. King Cove set, carrying. Going to hand the ball back over to King Cove as he was kind of surveying the defense, and you kind of take your hand and put it under and over, and he gets called for the carry. So with 7:14 on the clock in the third quarter, King Cove will have the ball. Here's Gary. A little hesitation, passes over to Graydon. Severin takes it back up towards the shoulder, being tightly guarded by Caleb Allsworth. Ball almost stolen by Colin Davis, but it keeps in the hands of Gary Gould. Fires off a three-pointer hard off the back of the iron. Rebound stays right in the hands of Braden Brandle. Braden hands it off to Gary, or Graydon. Graydon drives in the lane, stolen by Caleb Allsworth. He's going to take it coast to coast. Does a jump stop. No good. deflected by Gary Golden. Gary's going to run away with the ball. Good defense by Gary. Gary moving fast, loses his handle on the ball, but gets it back. Finds Braden. Braden on the right-hand side, back to Gary, and they're going to cross the court, pass to Graydon. Graydon drives in the lane, runs into all sorts of traffic on the way there, and can't dish it out in time. Very physical game. Port Allsworth with it. Good job by Colin Davis. He finds a laser pass to the cross post where 51 Evan Wardell puts it up. No good. Put back is good this time. And that's going to be another 2 points for Port Allsworth. Ball now in the hands of King Cove as we have 28-24 on the scoreboard. All right, taking their time now. Gary looking for a chance, running the offense, getting some action. Oh, Dylan pushes off his defender, gets open from the post, puts it up. Oh, goes all around the rim and back out. Rebound to Caleb Allsworth. It's Austin Roof here with Melrose. We're live from Sandpoint with King Cove on the floor right now. Port Allsworth has possession of the ball, looking for a chance to put it up. No good. Rebound fought over, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Port Allsworth. 28-24, King Cove down by 4. 5:36 left to go here in the game, and coming up right after this, Sandpoint will go off against New Haven, and Gary Gould driving over, but the defense stays right on top of him. Can't quite break free, so he'll dish over to Graydon. Graydon hands off to Gary. Gary at the half-court line trying to move forward, and he's able to. Colin Davis putting some tight defense on him, but Gary doing a good job pushing it in. Pass to the post, where Gary turns and puts it up, and as he gets pushed over on the way up to the basket, that will send into the line for two. Good job by Gary and Graydon working the ball and looking for that open opportunity from the baseline and posting it up. Graydon's first attempt, just all over the rim and back out. And, you know, the story of the game here for King Cove as well is the fact that their shots just won't go down. Collison's going to come in, and Caleb Allsworth will sit down. So 5:15 on the clock. The score remains 28-24. And Collison comes in. We've got Sasha Collison. Number 51 is on the floor as well. The second one by Graydon does go in. That's Evan Wardell on the floor as well. We've got Colin Davis. And rounding it out, Trevor McGee also on the floor. Trevor gets wide open on the baseline, looks for three, decides no. Tries to run his way down the baseline. The ball gets tipped out by J.C. Mack, and that's going to stay right here in the hands. Oh, contact, actually. They're going to call that foul on J.C. Second foul of the half. Ball now in the hands of Port Allsworth. The pass into Trevor McGee gets kind of bundled. Bungle goes out, but the Lynx keep their hands on it. Sasha Allsworth taking his time at the top of the shoulder. Hands over to Collison. Collison for three. No good from the baseline. Rebound goes to Colin Davis, and a putback is good. Colin from the left-hand side just powered right up and in and made it happen. Good shot by Port Allsworth. 30-25 now. Port Allsworth hangs on to the lead. 4:34 to go in the third quarter. Gary Gould drives in. He's got defenders, so he dishes back out to Dylan. Dylan Larson to Severn. Severn working his way up past Collison. And I don't know what they're going to call that, but, man, Graydon definitely put a little bit of an extra bump there, kind of a hip check. And the foul goes against Graydon Severin as he was trying to work his way up. And that's going to be a couple fouls now on Graydon as he sits down and Brian Eichley comes in, and he was really trying to work his way in. Graydon from the bench trying to bring some life into the game here for King Cove. Ball now in the hands of Port Allsworth. Colin Davis with the ball. Finds Collison. Drives into the lane. Dishes back out. Good passing. Colin on the other side now. Shoots from the shoulder. No good. Trevor McGee with a putback. Quite a rebound and a putback by Trevor McGee for Port Allsworth. And we've got a timeout called now by King Cove. Score now 32-25. King Cove trailing by 7. Graydon Severin with quite a few fouls now, sitting on the bench, and I think it's going to be for the rest of the third quarter. But we've only got a few minutes left to go here in the third quarter. King Cove still nipping at the heels, but, man, they just have not been able to get their offense to engage tonight.
Yeah.
You know, their defense is staying strong. They've stayed in it, you know, working strong defense. They've never let Port Allsworth run away with the game, but they haven't been able to really answer on the offensive side. Lots of missed shots and missed opportunities. We'll see what Coach Topper gets the boys to do here as they come out of that break. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. The score is 32-25. Don't forget, 6 o'clock, Sam Point comes on the court. They're going to go against the Malamutes from New Haven, what promises to be a great game. They beat Malamutes last weekend, but it was a tight one. All right, ball now in the hands of Gary Gould. Gary drives the baseline. Lots of contact by number 51, Wardell. Goes to the floor, but there's no foul as Gary gets a basket, and that's 27 now to 32. Whistle called on Brian Eichley as a shot was fired from way downtown. No good, and that's going to be a throw-in foul, sending Sasha Allsworth to the line for two. Sasha's first attempt goes up and in. Trevor McGee's going to sit down, and he's going to be replaced by Taylor Davis. Quite a height difference between those two. It'll be interesting to see how he picks up Trevor's assignments. Sasha gets his second attempt now. Low arc, goes off the top of the rim, rebound fought after, and it's going to go the other direction as both the Davis brothers were all over it. Davis, the two Davises being twins, good effort to try to bring it back in, but it goes out of bounds, last touch by Port Allsworth. Here's Gould met at the half-court line by Colin Davis, and man, he's dishes it quickly to Braden. Braden for three. It's a little bit of a low arc. Doesn't quite go down, but Eichley gets a rebound, and he finds J.C. Max. So here we go. King Cove with a second opportunity. They trail by six. Dishing it out now to Braden. Doesn't like this first look at the three. Takes that second. Good line, but just a little short. Dylan Larson gets a rebound in. Put back. No good. But the ball is stripped. Rebound with Davis. He doesn't get it. Dylan turns one step and up and in. Nice power up there. Good persistence by Dylan Larson. 33-29 now is the score. Port Allsworth still up, but King Cove with two unanswered baskets trying to get themselves back in the game. Oh, Davis left wide open, but the shot's long. That was Taylor Davis. Rebound goes over to King Cove. Gary's got fast break. Braden's on his right-hand side. Doesn't pass it. He puts it up. No good off the left-handed layup. 33-29 is where we stay. Here we go now. Colin Davis with the ball. Looks to the right. Doesn't pass. He drives into the center. Takes it out to Sasha. Sasha Allsworth finds Wardell. Wardell having lots of trouble getting past on the post, so he sends it back outside. Nice jumper by Sasha Allsworth from about 12 feet out. Nothing but net. Can't really defend against that. 35-29 is the score now with 2:06 on the clock. Gary Gould taking his time. Oh, but the ball gets slipped out of his hands and picked up by Port Allsworth. Here's Colin passing over to Wardell on the cross post. Puts it up on the left-hand side and in. 37 now to 29 with 1:50 on the clock in the third quarter. And King Cove slowly seeing the score get away from them. Here's Gary taking his time. He sends it to the top of the post where Dylan's going to turn in, drive for the layup, and it's deflected out. Rebound goes to Port Allsworth, and here's a fast transition. Colin Davis puts up a high-arcing shot from about the same spot, 12 feet out. No good. Rebound goes to King Cove. JC wide open, turns for a jumper, no good. That's kind of a fadeaway shot. And rebound doesn't go to anyone. It's staying right here, last touch by King Coven. There's a little bit of confusion on the court here. King Cove's ball, but they thought it was going to be Port Allsworth. So here it goes, stays underneath their own basket. Ball in the hands of Severin as he checks back in for the T-Jacks. Doesn't go down, rebound by Wardell. 1:15 on the clock. The score is, again, 37-29. Long pass, almost picked off by Graydon Severin, but it's going to go even too tall for Graydon to get his hands on. So that's out of bounds, and that will turn over for the hands of King Cove. Severin, nice behind-the-back drive, puts it up. Oh, but loses the ball on the way to the basket. Goes into possession now of the Lynx. Nice pass to Taylor Davis, who fires one off for three and nothing but net from way downtown. 40-29 now, and a full timeout called by Coach Topper from King Cove. As he's seeing the score now slip away to an 11-point lead, King Cove trailing by, I think, about five or seven at the halftime. Mm-hmm. So it's just been a really, really consistent offense from Port Allsworth, running their plays, taking their time, and King Cove just not able to engage.
That is true.
Don't forget, in about 1 hour after this game, we're going to have a senior night, and we'll have a senior night and for Sam Point.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a senior or someone you care about is a senior, come on down here to celebrate their time playing for the team. And then we'll have the game as the Eagles go off against the Malamutes. And then tonight, at after the 6 o'clock game, we'll go over to Port Allsworth for the 7 o'clock game, which is going to be Port Allsworth versus the Rookies. Lots of basketball. We've got more games coming your way tomorrow morning, and I think starting at 9. I don't know if that changed. We'll let you know what happens here. We'll repost the schedule to let you know where it is. But with 1 minute to go in the third quarter, King Cove is trailing by 11 as the Port Allsworth Lynx look to put this one in the bag. King Cove still has a lot of time, though. All right, ball in the hands now of Severin. But it's a full-court press now as Port Allsworth is trying to put this game away, and the pressure works. They get the steal, and the ball, fast transition there. Trevor McGee just couldn't keep his hand on it.
Ball slips from his hand.
And this is a bit of a surprise, a full-court press coming at you in the third quarter, and the Port Allsworth Lynx are really trying to finish this one off. Ball goes out of bounds, or is foul, I believe. Too much contact, so King Cove going to put it in. And they're taking their time passing the ball now, looking to get past. Here's a two-man trap. Severin turns and burns, gets past the defense, but he loses it. And that's going to go the other direction. And I don't know if that's a foul on Graydon, because he lost possession right there. But, man, this full-court press from the Lynx came out of nowhere. All right, 25 seconds left to go here. King Cove can't even get past their own half-court line right now. Trevor McGee on the cross of post, and the deflection sends him to the ground. And contact right there by Gary Gould called, and it was a pretty clean-looking shot. But, from the position, it definitely looked like contact. Sent Trevor to the ground. He's going to go to the line for two. Gary not happy about that call, but those are tough to call in the heat of the moment. First one by Trevor goes down from the free throw line. 41-29. Here we go. Now Trevor with the ball. He's going to put his second attempt up. That one also just goes straight down, putting the score now to 42-29 with 20 seconds to go here in the game. Full court pressure gets the ball back for Port Allsworth. Dylan falls all over. Just a great hesitation.
That was beautiful patience.
Yeah, great hesitation from the post. He knew Dylan was coming fast. He just let him fall right over him.
Yes.
And that sends Trevor McGee to the line for a second attempt here. And Dylan definitely showing a little bit of frustration. Mm-hmm. All right, Trevor at the line now. Low arc goes off the front of the rim. And we'll have Brian Eichley coming in for Dylan, as Dylan no doubt has probably at least 3 or 4 fouls on his name as well. Graydon Severin also with a handful. We're going to start seeing some foul trouble here for King Cove as we go into the fourth quarter. 11 seconds on the clock in the third quarter. Second attempt by Trevor, no good. Gary with an easy rebound. Clock starts. Braden Branel running up now, but he pulls up his dribble, needs some help, finds Gary. Colin Davis all over him with 3 seconds left to go. He's got fired off. He's just going to let the buzzer go. He gets it off in time, but that's high off the backboard. He lost his attention on the time there. And as we end the third quarter, Port Allsworth takes their lead from 7 and turns it into 13.
Yep.
Good job by Port Allsworth so far, really controlling the pace of this game. We're going to send you back to you really quickly, Virgil, for a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back here in just 1 minute.
Sounds good. We'll say thank you and be right back. Here at KSDP, let's give a shout-out to the telecommunications companies that help us out.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by Telalaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network, from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At Telalaska, of course you can.
Don't forget the local corporations.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shumagin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumagin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumagin Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Programming for KSDP comes to you in part by GCI, offering telecommunications services around Alaska, including cell phone, internet, and television. For more details, www.gci.com.
And here's the last quarter action from the Sandpoint School.
It sure is, and as we get underway here, 42-29, King Cove trails by 13, and Tenalian with the ball. They're going to have they got the rebound there off a fast break. King Cove started out with the ball, and here we go, Tenalian with it. Oh, man, Taylor Davis left wide open for three.
Oh, my goodness.
And he sliced the shot in. He fired it off. It literally sliced into the basket, 45-29 now. And here's another full court pressure, but King Cove gets past it. Graydon Severn driving into the lane, going to get fouled from behind as he goes towards the basket. And that will send Graydon to the line. As we look at the scores, though, the scores really tell the story. 12 for Graydon, 15 for Gary, and only one for Graydon and one for Dylan Larson, as Graydon and Gary have definitely dominated the offense here but had a hard time getting their shots to fall. And the score is very spread out, as we have eight for Kia Ballsworth, 12 for Trevor McGee, 6 for Sasha Allsworth, 4 for Evan Wardell, and 7 for Colin Davis, and 8 for Taylor Davis. Very spread out offensive effort here from Port Allsworth. Count the tray from way downtown. That one again by Colin Davis. And it's scoring out 48-30. Full court pressure, making it really hard. The ball is stripped away there and into the hands of Collison. And here's clean deflection, though. But it's no good. It doesn't matter. Collison was trailing right behind Taylor, Colin Davis' shot was deflected by Severin, but Collison was there for the putback. Now it's 50-30, and another turnover off the full court press. And man, Trevor McGee moving fast. Ooh. Ball went in the hands of Graydon, slapped hard out of his hands by by Wardell. Sends it out off the baseline. King Cove with the ball, but now they're down by 20, and they just can't seem to get past this press here. We're going to need to see some quick feet from King Cove. Missed pass gets taken off by Caleb Allsworth, and can't quite keep his hand off a pass himself, so Dylan's waiting there to pick it up. Gary Gould gets the ball all the way around the rim and hung for three seconds. It went all the way around and then just stayed there on the top of the rim for about a second, didn't go down, waiting for it to go down as Gary gets fouled on his way to the basket. And that will put him on the line for two.
Talk about suspense.
I know. The cold crowd was like, whoa. Misses the first attempt from the line. The score stays 50-30. And we're going to have Trevor McGee sit down. And number 51 is going to sub in. And that is Evan Wardell. Timeout called. Sending the boys to the bench. As we have a 20-point deficit here. King Cove trailing 50-30. I see the boys from New Haven are all dressed up in their blues. We're going to have senior night here for Sandpoint, so make sure at 6 o'clock you find your way down here. There were some fresh barbecued hamburgers. I don't know if there's any left because they smelled fantastic coming in. Only $5 for a plate, too.
I came in and I knew I was going to have one.
I was pretty tempted myself. I was able to walk by without doing it, but I had it pretty set in my mind that I was going to get a hamburger. $5 a plate, you can't beat that, so come on down, get dinner for the kids if you don't have anything planned, and get ready for some great basketball. Sandpoint played New Haven last weekend, and they walked away with a win by 5, but man, it was one heck of a game, so I can't wait to watch that one. And then after that game, we'll go over to Port Allsworth, hopefully, for some rookies versus Lynx action up there, and we're still waiting for the schedule for tomorrow from Port Allsworth, but we have games coming here tomorrow morning for sure. Gould's going to go to the line for his second attempt here. 6:35 left in the game. King Cove trails by 20. All right, second attempt no go, but Dylan Larson brings down the rebound, and he'll get fouled on the way up to the basket, trying to get his hands on the ball and work it up over the top, called against the Lynx, and that will send Dylan to the line. Clock didn't have much chance to move there between that one. His hard one goes off, his shot goes hard off the back iron, and man, just King Cove really struggling to get the ball in. They've just had a lot of attempts here, and none of them have gone down. It's been a tough game for them offensively. That second one does go down, making it a 19-point lead for Port Allsworth. Here we go. The Lynx moving fast on transition. Colleton does a cross-the-post pass from the three-point line. Deflection by King Cove, though, and JC gets the ball and running away with it. But, man, he loses it. I don't know what they're going to call there. Yeah, over and back. Referee trying to contest that call there as Taylor Davis had a lot of contact on him as he goes over and back on the half-court line. But Billy Dushkin, the referee Billy Dushkin, had a good look at the play there, so he makes the call. King Cove fires off a three-pointer for the top of the post, and that's good. Count it for the tray for Graydon Severin, trying to breathe some life here into the T-Jacks. 50-34, but with under six to go, still time to close the gap. Good defense by Severin. Steals the ball. Nice. Threads the defense for the 20-foot bounce pass to J.C. Mack, who puts it up and in for two, and that was a precision pass. A little full-court pressure here from King Cove now trying to answer in kind. Werdell gets past it on the baseline, though. But, man, Severin again with some tight D. He needs to watch out for fouls. But he's 5 seconds. Are they going to call it? Yeah, great defensive pressure there by Severin, forcing the turnover as Werdell just got himself in some trouble. And Trevor McGee is going to sub in now. And Graydon Severin coming in off the bench and just really bringing some energy with him. Here's Severin, finds Gary. Gary for three, fires it off. It looks pretty good. Off the front of the rim, though. Rebound goes to Braden, who quickly hands off to Larson. Larson just shoving his way past Trevor McGee, working his way on the baseline. Doesn't quite go down. Rebound chased down by Dylan. Good effort by Dylan Larson to try to chase the board, but doesn't go in. Here's full court pressure from King Cove on Port Allsworth. The Lynx get it passed, but the ball now in the hand of Taylor Davis. And with 5 minutes to go, he's going to take it back to the half court line and wait for Braden. Braden,
oh,
nice,
wow.
Fast spin. Gets past the defense, but Davis can't quite put it down, but that was pretty quick.
That was impressive.
Taylor is so fast. I mean, the Davis twins are just quick runners. Good job taking it all the way. Gary Gould gets the ball from the post and just drives hard into the lane, puts it up on the left-hand side, and now that 20-point lead has disintegrated to 12. Full court pressure almost steals the ball away from the Lynx, but they're able to keep their hands on it. And here's Taylor Davis getting the pass, looking to not see this game slip away from them. He's going to slow it down, but good defense tips the ball away by Gary Gould. Caleb Allsworth gets the ball back, though, for the Lynx. JC all over him trying to steal the ball, but he holds on. Trevor McGee now at the shoulder, passes into the post, where the ball goes into the hands of Colleton, and we're going to have three in the key. Called against Port Allsworth. Handing the ball back now to the T-Jacks. With 12 points between the two, King Cove looking to catch up. They've got 4 minutes and 10 seconds to do it. That is enough time.
That, yes.
All right, here we go. Gould with the ball. Finds Severin. Severin for three. He had a good look. All over the top of the rim. No good. Rebound. Fought for it. Drives out hard, and Braden Brainold runs it down. Keeping his hands on the ball. Gets over to Gary Gould. Gary Gould. Oh, the ball stripped by the Davis twins. They're on the floor roping it up, and they're going to call the jump ball. And Gary is really hoping for a foul there. Gets the help up from Port Allsworth, and it's getting pretty physical down there, but they're Port Allsworth and King Cove trying to keep good spirits about them as they both fight hard for this win. All right, underneath their own basket, King Cove gets the possession. Oh, Gary gets open on the baseline, fires a jumper, just won't go down. Davis gets the ball, and that is contact against Dylan Larson as he was really just standing there, but he put the pressure against Colin Davis and sends him out of bounds. And so with 7 fouls against King Cove, that's a bonus, and that's going to be Davis with the 1-1. All right, here we go now. There was some clapping coming from the sidelines. We got Brian Eichley coming in now for the T-Jacks, and Colin Davis goes to the line for a 1-1 opportunity. He puts it up. No good. Rebound goes to Gary Gould, and so that missed free throw gives T-Jacks another chance here. Gould moving fast. Pass it down to Brian on the post. Brian doesn't get a good look. Sends it back outside where Gary puts a fadeaway jumper from the baseline for three. No good. Rebound into the hands of Taylor Davis, and he looks around for the outlet pass. Doesn't see it, so he takes it down. Ball now in the hands of Colin Davis. Another cross-the-court pass. The Davis twins just passing it from corner to corner as they move their way down the court, and now they'll burn the clock down. Port Allsworth just looking to end this game now with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Oh, Brian Eichley with a great steal as a missed pass to Trevor McGee goes to the King Cove T-Jacks. Gary gets into the lane, puts up a nice floating shot from 12 feet out. No good. Rebound into the hands of Fort Aldsworth. King Cove really putting some pressure on, trying to get it in. Oh, but the defense is in transition, and Sasha was left wide open on the baseline for the cherry-pick pass. Here's that full-court pressure coming in again. King Cove gets past it quickly this time. Braden sees Gary cutting fast to the basket, and contact by Colin Davis will send Gary to the line for a one-and-one opportunity. Good pass there by Braden. Good cut to the basket by Gary Gould. He'll have one-and-one with seven fouls on both teams now and put them both in bonus. They're still down by 14, though, with 2:41 to go here in the game. Gary's first attempt does not go down. Port Aldsworth gets the ball, and here we go. The Davis is just really passing it across the post again. Taylor doesn't take his time, and he tries to run it in. Doesn't make the shot. Oh, man, good job taking the charge. No foul called there as Gary was moving fast into the lane, and he sends Colin Davis to the floor. Basket didn't go down, so a 2:19, 14 points between the two. Port Aldsworth really trying to slow down the pace and burn the clock down, but King Cove is not going down without a fight. They send the ball. Oh, a no-look pass almost goes over the court, but Taylor Davis is able to get there in time to stop it. Back to Colin. And they just pass the ball around, and they're telling Braden, make sure you stay on top of him. Good job passing down to the baseline, though. Trevor McGee was open for the turn-in from the post. It doesn't go down. Rebound into the hands of Braden, who runs coast-to-coast, and he puts it in. 1:45 to go here in the game. 12 points now between the two, and good defensive pressure on the full-court press sends it out of bounds. Remember, coming up at 6 o'clock, we have the senior game here. Senior game for Sandpoint against the Malamutes. Oh, we're going to have a foul called there against Caleb Allsworth, I believe. That's going to be another one-on-one opportunity. The ball was in the hands of Graydon Severin. He was running into the lane. Bit of contact there, but called a foul. It was almost a jump ball. He almost had his hands clean on it, you know, and it stopped him. First attempt by Graydon's going to go down, so 52-41 now the score. All right. Second attempt is good from the line, making this now a 10-point game. They were down by 20 just a few minutes ago. Port Aldsworth sees their lead slip away. Colin Davis runs a baseline, and the shot doesn't go down. And it's in the hands of King Cove. And, man, that was a miscalculation. Oh, nice cut. Sends Colin to the floor. Puts up the jumper from way downtown. That was some great ball handling by Gary Gould there. Just had the defense I think you call them breaking their ankles.
Yes.
As they went to the floor on the fast cut. But the shot just wouldn't go down. So with that, the ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be possession now for Port Aldsworth as we go into the final minute of this game. With 10 points between the two teams, I just don't think King Cove's going to be able to close the distance. But
not quite.
But against New Haven last week, we saw the New Haven Malamutes close a 10-point lead in about 30 seconds. So anything is possible after that. So definitely do not count King Cove out of this game by a long shot. 52-42 with 1:11 on the clock here in the game. King Cove is going to need to see some things happen here. They've got the full court pressure. Sasha cross the court pass. It's going to go out of bounds. And so there we go. A good break right there for King Cove as they have the ball now. And they're not going to put the full court press on. That's going to give King Cove a chance across the line. Gary moves fast. He sees no pressure. He takes it. Goes all the way to the baseline. Muscles his way up to the basket. Count it for two. 52-44. King Cove down by eight. Full court pressure. Turns the ball over. Counts the basket. As Gary Gould drives the baseline. Puts it up and in. Gets the bucket. Going to the line for three. And this is what I was telling you. This is exactly what happened against New Haven last week. It was just the exact same situation where everything falls into place. And so with that in 20 seconds, 5 points. There it is, 5 points. It's now a 5-point game. Port Aldsworth has watched a 20-point lead disintegrate into five. The ball gets turned over.
Goodness.
Brian Eichley with the ball. Gary open for three from the post. It's all in and out. Rebound to Brian Eichley. Ripped out of his hands by Trevor McGee, and we're going to have a whistle there. jump. They're going to call that a foul against Trevor Magee, or... Ooh, it's a foul against Brian Eichle, and that was a really close call there for both those teams as Trevor and Brian were both going for it. Coach Dushkin had, or referee official Billy Dushkin had a great look at the bat, at the ball there, makes the call and sends Trevor to the line for 1-1. 52-47, King Cove just rallying. Trevor sinks his first one and puts it into a 6-point lead now. And he's going to get that second and 10 from the line. With this, he will make it a 3-basket game, which is critical right now if they want to hang on to this lead. He misses it. It's still a 2-bucket game. All right, ball now in the hands of Graydon. Severn moving fast. He gets past Collin. Looking for a shot. Oh, it's a hard pass, but JT Mack runs it down. Hands up to Gary. Gary breaks into the lane, pulls up the jumper from the free throw line. It's hard, no good. Rebound to Sasha. Sasha trying to get it out. Outlet pass to Taylor Davis. He gets past the defense. Oh, Brian goes down. Taylor almost lost. King Cove really trying to get the ball back, and they're going to force a foul there as Braden gets his hands on Caleb and sends Caleb to the line. That's going to be the 10th foul now by King Cove, so it'll be 2 guaranteed shots. I think they're going to... Sorry, no, that's actually 9 fouls for King Cove, so it's still 1-1. 8.2 seconds to go here with 6 points between these teams, and Caleb Allsworth at the line for a 1-1 opportunity. He misses it. 8 seconds to go. The clock has not started yet. And they're going to need to really take a second off the clock here or two. Is it called a lane violation? Because Sasha's going to line. Oh, I think they forced a foul there. So that's going to send Sasha to the line now, and that's going to be, should be 2 guaranteed. They're going to say 1-1. All right, shot missed. 6 seconds to go here. It's guaranteed 2 shots. Yeah, they're calling it back now. They're sending them back to the line. It is 10 fouls now against King Cove. Okay, the board did not say 10, so the referees didn't know. So, yeah, 10 fouls now for King Cove, putting a guaranteed second attempt now. 6 points between the two teams. Port Aldworth trying to hang on here. They've got 5 seconds to do it. Yep, that makes it a 7-point game, and that's going to be very close to sealing the deal here. But with that, we're going to have a quick timeout call on the floor, and that will be an opportunity for Port Aldworth just to kind of sit down and make sure that they have a strategy going into the final few seconds of this game. King Cove almost rallied.
Almost.
That was a great attempt from the T-Jacks. They closed 5 points in a matter of 20 seconds. You know, everything was going their way, but the fouls just didn't work out very well. Good effort, though, from King Cove. They were down by 20.
I think King Cove finally picked up their game the second quarter, but not enough.
Yeah, you know, as they go into the second half of the game, they definitely rallied, worked hard, just couldn't quite do it. And as we have the final 4 seconds of the game, 6 points between the two teams, I think Port Aldworth is going to walk away with a much deserved win.
Yes.
Good effort from both these squads. King Cove closes the gap, though, to make it a very, very tight game. And so we have 7.8 seconds back on the clock now. And here we go. Severn trying to get past him. They're just not going to have enough time to do it, though. Shot missed. It goes out of bounds. Saved. And King Cove can't get possession. And as Port Aldworth holds on to the ball, that's going to end it right there. 53-47 final score. Port Aldworth gets the win. We're going to do a quick rundown of the scores. Graydon Severn with a very strong game as he had 19 points, it looks like. 1 for J.C. Mack, 1 for Braden Brandle, 3 for Dylan Larson, and then 20 for Gary Gould, rounding out the score there, 47 for the T-Jacks. With the win and 53 points, Port Aldworth, Caleb Allsworth had 8 baskets, 11 for Trevor Magee, 9 for Sasha Allsworth, 4 for Evan Wardell, 4 for Colson Varan, and 11 for Collin Davis, and then coming off the bench, Taylor Davis with lots of energy and 8 points, and that rounds it out there for Port Aldworth. At 6 o'clock, we're coming back here for the Sandpoint Eagles as they go up against the New Haven Malamutes. They played last weekend, and Sandpoint came out on top. Let's see if they can do it again. So in about 45 minutes, Virgil, we'll call you back.
All righty. I'll be here, and we'll get a little bit of all things considered in. Thank you very much. We will be back. More basketball, 6 p.m. here on KSDP.
You're listening to KSDP Sandpoint and K201DA King Cove, Alaska.
John, it's the NPR News, Washington.